faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You probably don't think of yourself as one of the most politically repressed people on Earth. After all, there's folks in China and Cuba and North Korea have been much worse off. But American normals, American conservatives, those on the right or the center right, really don't properly appreciate or even understand how much political power has been stolen from us. How Democrats use cheating, fraud, and electoral tricks to mask the fact they're a minority party. If we drew districts, we simply counted people and drew districts the way it was done for hundreds of years after the founding, do you know what our, right now, majority in Congress would be? 40 seats. What actually is it? Six? That's how many they've stolen, one way or another. The numbers are mind-blowing, honestly. Okay, how do you get here? Six seats we know were stolen through census fraud. We're going to have to wait to 2030 to get those back unless Congress finds the will to do a midterm census, which we could, but John Thune will probably block it since he essentially works for the Democrats while claiming to be the Republican leader of the Senate. So we can't probably take those seats back. We should take them back for 28. We should redraw that sentence, the census, because the courts have ruled it was fraudulently done. And so six seats that should be ours were awarded instead to the Democrats by a Democrat census algorithm creator, who, by the way, tried to hide his algorithm from Congress. We had to take him to court. It took years to find out he was illegally awarding seats to Democrats. So that's six seats. This ridiculous ruling we had, well, they should be Republican districts, but you know what? We're going to go ahead and turn them over to black Democrats because racism cost us 19 seats. You know how many we've taken back through redistricting since that Supreme Court ruling? 10. We got 9 more to get back. Thank you, Henry McDisaster and Pam Evett, for handing that seat to Jim Clyburn. I'm never going to forget that. It was atrocious. Could be 11, but they decided Democrats should keep the seat. We got 9 more to get, but we've taken 10 back. That right now are in Democrat hands. Fakely, they're drawn to elect black Democrats and completely erase all voting rights for Republicans who actually live in them. And now this, a new lawsuit, folks. This shows you how much illegal immigration has been used as an instrument of total political repression to keep Democrats who otherwise could not get elected, and by the way, shouldn't have gotten elected for years. This is how unpopular it's been for a long time, to keep them in congressional seats that should be ours. Take a listen to this. This is from a court case right now. The Missouri Attorney General is suing to stop the census from counting illegal immigrants. How many more seats and electoral votes, think presidency, would we have if our side, not Democrats, would we have if we didn't count the illegals in the census? She's suing to stop it. Listen, this is going to blow your mind.
And I think one of the reasons that Biden opened the borders is because we have been counting since Jimmy Carter illegal immigrants in the census. And what that means is when we decide how many congressional seats each state's going to get, we use those numbers from the census. We shouldn't be counting them. We sued the Census Bureau over that. And it's not just the number of congressional seats. It's also the number of electoral votes. And it's hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. If we're able to win this suit and stop counting illegal immigrants in the census, we believe about 14 seats would move from liberal states to conservative states. Ooh. Along with them, 14 electoral votes. It could make the difference for the next 20 or 30 years in who controls Congress and who controls the presidency.
Okay, let me do the math for you. 19 seats stolen from us by an activist Supreme Court said, nah, we don't want them to be a Republican. We're going to force you to elect Democrats. 19 seats should have been ours. And another 14 seats stolen from us through illegal immigration, plus 6 seats stolen from us through fraud. You're doing the math, it's 40. We should have 40 more seats right now. Can you think how different things would be? very different, wouldn't they? Folks, Democrat Party is a minority party. They need to use hook and crook to get elected because they can't do it the regular way. And folks, I'm here to tell you, if anybody but Donald Trump had been elected in 2016, I mean, any of these other Republicans had been the one who beat Hillary, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't know these numbers. We wouldn't be fighting this fight, but we are. And we're on the cusp of winning it. Folks, that's so powerful. I'm going to play it for you again. Do you realize if we conducted elections according to the Constitution, the way that they were conducted by the founders hundreds of years in this country, do you realize that we would have an additional 40 seats, 39 to be technically correct, in Congress right now? Democrats wouldn't be able to win the House. Wouldn't even be close. We wouldn't be talking about the midterms. And do you realize we'd have another 12 to 15 automatic electoral votes for president, meaning we'd win the presidency almost all the time? Their only hope for any kind of control or power would be the Senate. That's how much has been stolen from us. And the Missouri Attorney General wants to take it back. Listen to this. This is so powerful. This is why illegal immigration is so important to the left, because they don't have another way to win.
And I think one of the reasons that Biden opened the borders is because we have been counting since Jimmy Carter illegal immigrants in the census. And what that means is when we decide how many congressional seats each state's going to get, we use those numbers from the census. We shouldn't be counting them. We sued the Census Bureau over that. And it's not just the number of congressional seats. It's also the number of electoral votes, and it's hundreds of millions of dollars in federal funding. If we're able to win this suit and stop counting illegal immigrants in the census, we believe about 14 seats would move from liberal states to conservative states. Ooh. Along with them, 14 wow. electoral votes. It could make the difference for the next 20 or 30 years in who controls Congress and who controls the presidency.
Folks, and again, she's the Attorney General of Missouri, so she's suing, okay? 14 more electoral votes. They shouldn't even get close in the presidency. We should always control the House. We'd always have a break on the clown car if we did. It's all fake. Folks, and keep in mind, those are just the seats they get from the illegal immigrants. We just got 19 back from that Supreme Court ruling that said, hey, no, you can't force Republican districts to be Democrat districts because there was racism in America one time and you need to elect black Democrats because we don't know why. That's 19 seats. By the way, we've taken 10 of them back through redistricting. But Republican states like this one with fake Republican leaders who are really liberals are standing in the way right now of the other nine. We're going to get them, though. Like Henry McDisaster, who you thrashed in the woodshed on Tuesday, embarrassed. Hope he doesn't want to be seen in public. He shouldn't be. He just got his rear end handed to him and he deserved it for handing that seat to the Democrats. But we got 10 of those seats back, okay? We lost another 6 seats through election fraud or through census fraud. We had to go to court, fight for years. They can't use that algorithm anymore. That ignores voters in Republican states and hands congressional districts to Democrat states. What's the total number there? 39 seats that we should have right now that were stolen from us. We are an absolutely politically repressed people. We're political dissidents. And it shows you why they do everything they do. It's all the same story. This is why just this week we've had new court cases with Trump trying to get the food stamp rolls out of Democrat states. Why? Because they're federal food stamp rolls. You pay the bill and they sign illegal immigrants up on them in violation of federal law. That's why they won't give us the food stamp rolls. The sign up for federal programs is done at the state level. Why? Because these illegals do not want to stay in Democrat hellholes. They have to pay them to stay there. They have to pay them to come here. They have to know they're going to be put on welfare so they can be counted in the census, folks. And that is why Democrat states facilitate the fraud. Because they don't have enough Americans to vote for them. They don't. But folks, this week was a game changer. With Trump getting the ability to deport millions without a court hearing. Again, we never needed the court hearing. That's not in the law. 30 years ago, Congress passed expedited removal, but George W. Bush rewrote it. Said, nah, we're not going to do that. Everybody has to have a hearing. Why? So I can jam up the system and hope the Democrats win. And John Thune, of course, was brought to the Senate by the Bush-Rove cabal, the open borders cabal. This is the last gasp of the Uniparty. last gasp of the Uniparty. And folks, this is why George W. Bush partnered with Obama and Clinton to raise money for those illegal flights into the U.S., where Joe Biden would give you a QR code. You just show it at the airport. They don't give a damn who you are. No background check. And they fly you into the United States of America. You know how Trump just won the right to send the Haitians home? You know, the ones they keep telling us, the media keeps saying, what are the ones who came in the earthquake, after the earthquake 2010? Well, no, that was only about 55,000 of them. But we have 350,000 right now. How did that happen? Again, remember I told you through forward.us, Bush, Clinton, and Obama were raising money for those Biden flights. And by the way, they were dumping a lot of those Haitians in Florida to try to knock it back to purple. Doing the same thing in Ohio, trying to knock it back to purple. It was a voter drive. So think about that. 35,000 to 55,000 Haitians came here TPS after the hurricane. The vast majority of them came under Joe Biden that we will be sending back. There's 350,000 active Haitian TPS holders and about 850,000 total Haitians in America. All of it part of a voter drive, and they are going home.
First of all, there you see that throwback from Janet Napolitano, who said there's an earthquake in Haiti, which, by the way, is total BS that we have TPS for earthquakes. But put that aside. There's an earthquake in Haiti, so she's announcing TPS for a few months while they're recovering from an earthquake. That was in 2010, 15 years ago. Then the Biden administration, in its last year, extends TPS to every single illegal alien from Haiti while they are flying them en masse into Springfield, Ohio, across the Midwest. It was a formal policy of replacing the communities that lived in, settled, and sustained these communities for generations. It was one of the most heinous things this government has ever done. And yes, under President Trump, let me be very clear, the illegal alien Haitians are going back to Haiti. They can build their country there.
Right, well, what the Syrians, we have Salvadorans, most of...
First of all...
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.